The stole that I'm wearing actually is the hands of children that was given to me in my previous pastorate in Siler City, North Carolina. And so all the kids in the church did macrame. And so I love using the stole as a sign to remind us of God's blessings upon the children, which is going to lead into our text today. So the text today, and next week we're going to be looking into the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Mark is the shortest of the four Gospels, the four books of the Bible that are at the beginning of the New Testament that tell us about the life and teachings of Jesus. And in fact, a lot of folks think that Matthew and Luke kind of had Mark in front of them and used that as kind of the basis of their books, of their Gospels, and added stories that they knew on top of the stories that Mark shared. So the 10th chapter is about relationships. The beginning of this chapter is about relationships. The first part, the first few verses are about relationships of marriage, and then the second part is about relationships with children and adults. And so the words about marriage, which we will not be reading in the service, that's where we get about how God joins together and no one should separate, and some more words about divorce, which are very challenging and hard words to hear. But we got to remember that ultimately this chapter is about one and very important goal in marriage relationships and in relationships with adults to children. And that's about maintaining healthy relationships and about companionship. Because God does not desire for any of us to be alone. And so we're going to be picking up the reading here where people are bringing some children to Jesus and the story like we just heard that I just read and the reaction of some of the disciples to parents bringing their children to Jesus. From Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16.
People were bringing their children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. These are the words of our Lord.
Church consultant Carrie Nierhoff says that there are three things that Christians do that non-Christians despise. Three things. The first thing is the perception that Christians judge a lot. He says, if we're judging someone else, then we're not loving someone else. We focus our attention on what someone else is doing wrong compared to what we think they should be doing. So the second thing that Nierhoff says that non-Christians despise about Christians is the perception that we're hypocrites, that we say one thing and then do something else, that we put on airs, but that we're really something different than that. And then the third thing that Nierhoff says that non-Christians despise, that they perceive that Christians do, is that we only develop friendships with people within our Christian fellowship. That we stay in kind of an echo chamber and where we only hear the same message and then cast aspersions upon anyone else outside of our friendship circles. Well, in today's text, Jesus focuses on the importance of relationship with people that we may be choosing to overlook. Now, in the biblical story, little children are being brought to Jesus in order that he might touch them. The disciples sternly order the parents to stop it. But then Jesus responds to the disciples and says, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is the children that the kingdom of God belongs to." Whoever welcomes a child experiences the kingdom of heaven on earth. Now, the culture around Jesus did not value children. They had no rights whatsoever. But in a scene that would remind some of us of an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Jesus sees the children and invites them around him. Jesus sees who they are and what they are. And Jesus shows them by his words of support and by his touch that they are important to him and must not be discarded. Now, how many examples do we see where the thoughts and the needs and opinions of children are not seen or heard? How many times are children placed in dangerous situations by the selfish desires or actions of adults? How many times are children told to be quiet or parents are scolded for not keeping their children quiet? I think about the selfish decisions that adults make that put so many children in danger, in harm's way. Where we're so concerned about our convenience, when instead we should be concerned about the vulnerable children around us. When we pursue adulterous relationships, do we ever consider the impact that that has upon children, no matter what their age? When we make business decisions, are we making those considering what impact that has upon children? When we give a stare at a parent who can't control their child because we are made uncomfortable in some way, what are we communicating to the importance of children? When the followers of Jesus try to keep children in their place and away from Jesus, Jesus responds by saying, "The kids are welcome. The kids are welcome around me." And then Jesus says that welcoming children is indeed welcoming God's kingdom. So let's think about some of the children in our midst who may be feeling excluded right now. Let's think about some of those children that are very vulnerable. Are we going to judge them from afar? Are we going to silence them? Are we going to set up systems that exclude them even more? Are we going to advocate for them? Are we going to do what we can so that their voices are heard? Are we going to go out of our way to make them feel welcomed by making their parents feel welcomed? Include or exclude, judge or love, protect or potentially harm? There's a simple act that I'm going to invite us to do this week, and it's to bless a child or to bless some children. There's a simple way that I'm going to invite you to do that. Pay attention to the next child that you see. And don't only look for children that you think look like you in some way or whose families look like your family in some way. Pay special attention to children that you think are different from you in some way, whatever that means, racially, culturally, economically, whatever. I invite you to reach out to that child, and depending on the situation, do like what I just did with the younger kids today. I invite you to make a cross, maybe on their forehead, or maybe step back and do an air cross, or maybe it's a heart, depending on the situation, depending on the environment. Certainly don't creep any parents out. Don't creep any children out. Read the situation, but either on a forehead or on an arm or from a distance with either a cross or a heart, and say to that child, you are a blessing and you are loved. You are a blessing to God. You are loved by God. Read the situation, what you think is right. But the important thing is that we follow the guidance of Jesus when he says to pay attention to the children around us, to see them as people of value, in God's eyes, to see them the way that God sees them. And God sees children as a blessing who need to feel blessed. Because any of you who are interacting, particularly with a lot of children, know that so many of them do not feel blessed. They feel discarded. They feel like outsiders. They feel like pushed away, not heard, not listened to, not cared for. But if we follow what Jesus does, then we can be ones who send a message that says, you are loved. You are blessed. Today is Worldwide Communion Sunday, when we are invited to gather with Christians around the world and share in the sacrament of Holy Communion, which we are participating in here today. And I love the fact that in the Presbyterian Church, everyone is invited to the table. No one is excluded because of their age. As we come to the table, we can remember and celebrate the children around us. For as we welcome children, then we welcome the kingdom of God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Loving God, in a world that discards children, overlooks children, does not give them the care and the love that they need, so many folks that do not stand up for the needs of children, Lord, we pray that we take out of here a different mindset, that we are called by you to care and to love and to be your vehicles to offer blessing upon the children around us. That's an important task and a life-changing task. Holy God, we lift up all these prayers to your Son's name. Amen.